You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. What this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy.
What's going on, Stay Ready fam? It's your boy, Emeka. And what today's podcast is going to be about is adversity, right? If I can say if there's one thing that you must be able to handle, it's adversity when it comes to real estate investing. You know, being in the construction side of what I do for my W-2, being in real estate, investing in multifamily, doing flips, and even being next to developers every single day, and even the property management aspect of it. One thing that I've learned is handling adversity seems to be one of the greatest skills that you can have. With my W-2, I'm with developers often on a weekly basis. Construction people, building new homes, building new multifamily units, building commercial properties, hospitals, you name it. I'm in this space on a day-to-day basis. And one of the questions I love to ask is, most people for some reason have 30 years of experience. That's something I say pretty common, just because 30 years, I guess, is the magic number to be working in construction. And construction and real estate investing are slightly different. But if you want to develop, this is great. And even if you're not developing and just investing in flips and, you know, multifamilies and BRRRs and all that good stuff, it's still a part of the real estate game. So whenever I ask this question on people who are building new buildings, I ask them, you've been in the construction industry for how long? They'll answer. And then I ask them, how many jobs were perfect? The answer every single time with no hesitation is zero, right? There are zero jobs that go perfect. And what they have to do is just manage the issues that arise. Handling adversity. What is adversity? Adversity is, according to the Oxford language in the dictionary, is difficulties or misfortune, right? Difficulties is a part of the game. If it was easy, everybody would do it. That's not only in real estate, but that's life. Starting a business, you know, having kids, finding a new home, dealing with a divorce, helping friends who, no matter what it is, there's difficulty everywhere. Life is 90% of how you react and 10% of what actually happens to you. So if you just remember that and understand that this is not supposed to be easy, everything is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Sometimes things will be tough. Sometimes you might not think how you're going to get out of the situation you're in. You might have a hurricane come in, blow the roof off of your house, and maybe even blow the house over. It will suck. And that is the absolute worst case scenario. I've actually don't know anyone who is investing where that's happened to. I do know some people who have lost their homes and lost their businesses because of a really bad hurricane. They were on the coast. However, insurance is going to help them out. It's just going to take time, take a step back and breathe. However, that is a part of the game. I am here to be real with you. I'm not here to blow smoke up your butt. Real estate is not easy. It's not supposed to be. There is risk. I would argue that the risks aren't as bad as most people think, and you can prepare for most situations. You're not going to prepare for everything. It's going to be impossible to prepare for everything. I've been in this space for a decent amount of time, right? Not saying I've been here forever. I honestly still consider myself a rookie, even though I'm probably more experienced than the majority out there. But I understand how to stay calm in situations where I'm not supposed to be calm, because being emotional and reacting off emotions is never good. You hear bad news, don't react immediately. Take a deep breath, assess the situation, go get some ice cream, come back, whatever you need to do to get your mind off of it briefly, while the bat where your conscience, or they say that like your brain is always working on a situation no matter what you're doing, right? But take a deep breath, right? You want to be as prepared as you can. I'm not saying going in things blindly, right? Understand the potential risks that you have and what can happen. And most of the time, the things that do happen, you can prepare for. But you're not going to get it 100% right every time, right? I'm on my third flip right now, doing two flips right now, have one on the market as we speak, doing a flip where I'm already over budget. But I don't have time to freak out. I have time to take action and figure out how I'm going to navigate with the information that I have been provided. So as people who are building a business, so it's the same thing when people receive bad news about almost anything, right? We can only control what we can control. We don't have time to try to soak in whatever news that just happened. Okay, someone drove into your investment property. Okay, someone didn't pay the rent. Okay, you ran out of money. Now you need to find it. Well, most of the time, it always works out unless you're dead. It's morbid, I know. But hear me out. Let's say you got the worst news in the world, right? When it comes to real estate investing, I'm not talking about personal life. Let's stick with the program here. Let's say you got the worst news in the world regards to your investment. Someone drove into your car, got somebody's dog, and now you're being sued. Let's say that's your worst case scenario. Okay, that sucks. I don't wish that on anybody. I actually don't know anyone or anywhere that's happened. But let's say it does. What's your next step? One, two, three, breathe, right? You have to just figure it out. Okay, you're being sued. Okay, now you're being sued. Now what happens when you're being sued? A lawyer is coming to you. Now you go to a lawyer. You're gonna reach out to friends who has a lawyer. You don't have friends who have a lawyer? Google it. AI has so many different things and so many different tools that you can use to find the answers that you need. Literally, just ask AI what to do. And honestly, now that I think about it, asking AI might be a great solution for majority of the things that arise, right? It can tell you a bunch of information. It has the information that's all on the internet, right? There's like literally, there is no excuses, right? Someone stops paying rent. What happened? You might have to evict them. It might take 30 days. Hopefully, you did your due diligence and invested in a state that's landlord friendly, right? Let's say you're in a state that's not landlord friendly. Well, you gotta go online, ask AI, talk to the county, talk to the city, whoever you need to figure out the state rules so you can figure out your next steps. Real estate is always about figuring out the next step, moving one foot in front of the other. Another thing I always love to say is time stops for no one, right? That second that just passed, I never get that back, right? I am now 30 seconds older since I've been recording this video. Right, time stops for no one. So what does sulking about the issues, what does crying about the issues, what is reacting and just complaining and venting about the issue going to do for you? Right? It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling, right? I'm not saying don't have emotions. I'm not saying don't be human. But what I am saying is that's not going to do much to the issue, right? You still have to solve the problem. And that's exactly what real estate is, solving problems. And because you like to solve problems, which I hope since you're in real estate and you're listening to this podcast, since you like to solve problems, you are already doing a lot more than what other people are willing to do. Not a lot of people invest in real estate. Let's be real here. Most people go to school, get an education, get a degree, work until they're 65, have a retirement, 401k, whatever it is, retire, and then decide to have fun, right? If you like to do that, that's perfectly okay, but you're not listening to me because you like to do that. You're listening to me because you're trying to figure out how to get into real estate. What is the life like as a real estate investor? And the life as a real estate investor is literally just solving problems, putting one foot in front of the other, and figure out that next action step that you need to take in order to get into real estate. Some of you who are listening to this have probably been thinking about getting into real estate for months or years now, and you haven't been able to do it. All you've been doing is listening to podcasts, reading books, going to events, meeting other people who are in the real estate, and talked about getting into real estate eventually. Well, let me break it to you. That is not action. Action is actually doing something that gets you towards getting a deal or doing something that has a solution. Reading books does not have a solution. Reading books just letting you know stuff, right? Knowing stuff is great. Knowledge is power. But real estate is about being resilient and taking action and understanding that when things happen, you got to figure out a way to navigate. And people like me can help you navigate. I'm not perfect. My deals aren't perfect. That's okay. I don't need to be perfect in order to get to where I want to go. Where do I want to go? I want to be financially free eventually. I want to be to the point where I don't need a W-2. Love my W-2, don't even plan on leaving. However, it'd be nice to have the security of real estate to know I'm going to be set no matter what happens, whether I get sick or whatever thing that can happen. Because I prepped for real estate, because I started investing early, I'm going to be okay. That's where I want to go. But if you are just getting into real estate, or you just got your first deal, or you're working on your first flip, and everything bad that could happen has happened, that's okay. You now have learned. You now have more experience than anyone. That right there is probably the most education you can get from anywhere. Just remember, what did you do to solve the problem? How could you have avoided that for the next deal? Real estate has a bunch of adversity. Life has a bunch of adversity. Real estate and life have great lessons, right? Great lessons. How do you handle it? What are you doing to prepare yourself for the next move? What are you doing to make sure you don't get caught with your pants down? Preparation is great. You cannot prepare for every possible solution. Every person that I've talked to who's been investing in real estate have some fun story, some crazy story that of a deal that went south. It's just how it goes. There will be a deal that goes south. You will not make money every single time, and that's okay. It is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a little bit challenging, but the more experience you get, the better you get, the better you can prepare for the next challenge, and then the better you get at handling what happens to you. So if there's one thing I can say for the end of this podcast is be resilient. Understand that difficulties and misfortune will happen, but it's not what happens to you, it's how you react.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.